Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for February the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2016, hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
If there's not enough to talk about, Kurt.
Yes.
You know, there's just not enough to talk about in the news a lot of the time. I've only got a file about 300 plus stories long. Things that I can't get to, and I'm sure you've got the same.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we ought to talk about the Russians, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, the Russians are in the news, Sam, and they got some hackers over there. Now, these are not guys with machetes, but you've got Russian hackers that have figured out a way to move what they say is the currency rate. And they use some what's called malware. Now, you know, anybody in the software world knows that that's sneaky software stuff. But these Russian hackers have used this stuff to penetrate the defenses of a Russian regional bank and move the ruble to dollar rate more than 15% in a few minutes. That's according to a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm hired to investigate the attack. The reason I brought the story up I thought was kind of interesting, Sam, is that do you think the, quote, good guys, you know, like the Federal Reserve boys and the insider Goldman Sachs guys and, you know, people like that could ever, you know, move like currency rates, you know, they wouldn't do it. I mean, you know,
let me tell you the problem with this
bad
story.
Bad boy hacker guys.
You know why they're mad?
Somebody found out about it?
No, it's competition.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
They're allowed to create fake money. Right. They're allowed to move it around. But buddy, if you do that, you're like a malware hacker.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
You know, I just find it fascinating. Mm-hmm. If they didn't create that bogus money out of thin air in the first place from the banking cartels and put it in a vulnerable position, we wouldn't be having this problem. You think that would be happening with gold and silver, Kurt?
Not that I can understand. I mean, especially if it's something you hold. All these dots and dashes or zeros and, you know, bits and bytes or whatever.
Zeros and ones, Kurt.
Trigger. Yeah, that's right, zeros and ones. Make it a little tricky, but the nice thing about honest money is it's hard to be real dishonest with it, I'm saying.
Well, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the Russians are going to now go back to gold and silver to go ahead and fix it.
I guess the bank over there claimed losses of 244 million rubles. I think that's like 10 bucks. No, it's $3.2 million, sorry, according to the due to these trades. The newspaper over there reported last year they cited a suit filed by one of the banks in a Kazan court. It's not a kangaroo court, it's a Kazan court. And they say there's no evidence that the hackers profited from the operation, and it may have been a test to prepare for future attacks. Yeah. Anyway, go fiat money. I mean, you know, you got to have more of that, right, Sam? I mean, you know.
I just don't even understand the whole thing. What do you mean they didn't make any money? How do you know that?
Well, because they said they don't. It's just like them telling you how many people watch the Super Bowl, Sam. You know,
I think it's that they want me to feel good that, oh, they hacked us, but it's no big deal. And they're just lying because what are they going to say? Yeah, they got rich to the tune of billions of bucks, and now the whole system is compromised. See, they're trying to somehow back into this idea that, you know what, this occurred, but don't worry, it's all okay idea.
Yeah, or like when a, you know, jet is brought down and they say, well, it wasn't terrorism.
And then you say, right? Well, what was it? They're like, well, we don't know. But we know that it wasn't terrorism. We've already ruled that out. It's like, wow, people.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Anyway, the Russian hackers are getting rich, and the government won't admit it, folks. all on fiat bogus currency.
Yeah, but they didn't have any room in that story to put the solution, you know, like honest money, gold and silver coinage, and, you know, a circulating medium convertible into such without loss. I mean, imagine if they, I mean, they couldn't put that in there. There's just no room, you know.
Well, that doesn't really apply to the Russians. That's just those goofy Americans that are on that bogus yesteryear system.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they're not even on it either.
Good point.
All right. I guess they had a fundraiser at the government schools, Kurt. Bob Unruh's reporting.
Oh, yeah? Let's see. Bob, WorldNet Daily, Bob Unruh. Yeah, they're always trying to bring in extra money there. And in this case, I'm trying to remember that story. I know, you know, that we talked, or that I read it. Where is that filler? Bob Unruh. He's a good writer. Let me look him up here real quick. Bob. Fundraiser. You know, it's amazing to me how many times they need more money at the school. Apparently, they did raise some money, but the problem was they talked about a Bible verse, and that is a, you know, problem in school. This is a Colorado college. They decided to kill this fundraising program that sold personalized nameplates for athletic facility lockers rather than allow one to feature the Bible reference Colossians 3:23. They say because if people looked it up, they would find the verse includes the word Lord. Yeah, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Well, I mean, Sam, you can't have that. I mean, you
can,
you can have Beyonce, you can have, you know, all this other stuff. You know,
Kurt, the Lord's way better than Beyonce.
You know, you're exactly right, Sam. But anyway, this group, the Alliance Defending Freedom, they filed a notice dismissing their lawsuit against Colorado Mines, explaining the school had removed all donor nameplates from their football locker room rather than allow a former football player to include a Bible reference. So one guy wanted to put a Bible reference, and so then they said, no, we're going to have to take all the stuff off because one guy wanted to do that. And, you know, we don't want a lawsuit. I guess the dispute erupted last year when the college promoted the program without any restrictions on the messages donors were allowed to inscribe. So it's sort of like freedom of speech, Sam. That's what they had before. Now
it's no
the
problem
donors,
to like give them heck, though, Kurt.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right, Sam. That's exactly right. They do say that. They say the slogans such as give them heck or H-E double toothpicks and take your whiskey clear were approved by the school. That's okay. But none of that God or Jesus or, you know, Lord, I mean, you can't have that there. One guy named Michael Lucas, he played defensive nose tackle for the school. He graduated back in 2003. He made a $2,500 donation, and he requested Colossians 3:23 and Micah 5:9. But the message was rejected by the school because one of the Bible verses included the word Lord. Maybe he should have spent more money, Sam. But
that
anyway,
still wouldn't work.
Yeah.
When you talk about God, buddy, they don't care about your money.
You got to buy the school. And, well, that's exactly what some people do, and they start their own private schools, right, Sam?
And by the way, that's what I would highly recommend.
Yeah, that's right. Instead of keep dumping money into the government schools.
I guess the attorneys got in the mix, Kurt, and said it was a First Amendment issue.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting, you know? You know, that's just how that works. You know, the ADF senior counsel, David Hacker, you know, speaking of Hacker, kind of interesting. This is what he had to say about it. He said the school initially imposed no restrictions or even guidelines on the type of message a donor could include. And contrary to what the school argued, the First Amendment protects, not restricts, a simple reference to a Bible verse in this context. Because, he went on to say, the school apparently feared a simple scripture reference would be like asbestos on the locker room walls. It decided to purge any trace of free expression from the facility. Yeah. Well, that's the way freedom of speech works, Sam. Somebody gets upset, get rid of freedom of speech, right?
All right, there you have it. Quick pause. Very strange stuff. Of course, you wouldn't want those Ten Commandments up. People might actually, like, read them. And then if they read them, they might actually, like, think about them. If they thought about them, they might follow them. Just imagine what would
happen. Where would we be then?
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. News everywhere. They call it a Bible verse too hot for government school, killing a fundraiser. I never thought of Bible verses as hot, Kurt. You know, they usually talk about women being hot. The Beyonce show was hot and this and that. But have you really heard of, like, Bible stuff being, like, hot, Kurt?
Well, it's too hot to handle when, there's a... When there's a lawsuit coming your way, you know, it's amazing to me that we know of guys, our buddies at Liberty Council and others, who say that they will defend the schools when they stand up for God, family, and country, defend them without charge, and yet the schools typically use the, you know, districts, et cetera, use these excuses, is what I'm going to call them, as reasons to, you know, we can't put these things up because we'll be sued. You know, they seem to not understand that there are, you know, attorneys that are willing to defend them at no cost. But, you know, they would never take advantage of that because, you know, that would be sensible, right?
Same well, and thing. What surprises me is when the American people see how government at every turn gets involved in everything and then shuts down any religious expression or any religious liberty, whatever you want to call it, it seems to me that the American people would just flee from that sinking ship. But no, they just back in and embrace and embrace. Then they wonder, why are things so, like, wrong in America? Why are things going off the rails? I just can't understand it, they say.
Well, it's their school. It's their mascot. You know, they grew up there and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you certainly couldn't abandon it.
Yeah, so it's like it's everybody's school but mine. It's everybody's politician but mine is the problem.
Yeah, that's how it always works, you know.
All right. Anyway, I just didn't really think of the Bible verse as being hot, but okay.
Yeah, good point.
Now, Kurt, you say an online race, it's Amazon?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story, by the way.
Amazon, well, you know, I mean, it's big time in the news, Sam, and I'm trying to find that one. I should have looked it up a little sooner. Amazon, and who else is it?
Hiroko Tabuchi is the one bringing the story, Kurt.
Amazon.
They say 2 decades after Jeffrey Bezos,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Started Amazon in his, quote, the Bellevue, Washington garage. You'd forgive him for maybe slowing down on the growth pattern, you know, but not Amazon. They're cranking. They say out of every dollar people spend, Kurt, which I can't even comprehend, but after every dollar spent, I guess Amazon gets 51 cents of the sales. Not just online, but retail. That's both in stores and online. It's just, I can't even comprehend this, Kurt.
That is amazing, isn't it? Amazon, yeah. And they're I think they're going to get bigger, too. You know, I mean, you basically said this was going to happen years ago. You know, that the internet was where you got to go to and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it certainly is happening, isn't it?
It's only taken 2 decades, too, Kurt.
Well, and it'll continue to ratchet up with, you know, people having more and more access. You know, here's a method, disruptive technology, as you would call it, that has really changed the game, hasn't it?
They had a record-breaking holiday season. Now, let me try to explain this. Shipping 200 million items.
Wow.
Through its subscription service known as Prime. That's the free 2-day shipping deal, you know. Not only that, you get a host of other benefits. Mm-hmm. Now, many people say Amazon is getting trapped in a race to the bottom with pricing, but it isn't true either. They say Amazon was involved in steep discounting. They were just trying to get kind of ahead of the game by underpricing everyone, but now that's changed as the company matures, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, you can buy people's, what would you say, their allegiance with a lot of different things. But, you know, the Amazon boys have, you know, you use them, right?
Heck, yeah, they're blanketing the country with warehouses. They got more than 100 warehouses now.
Yep, it's impressive what they've done.
They're becoming a more and more mature company. The race to the bottom is gone. They're a totally different company than they were 5 years ago, they claim. Now, Kurt, I submit to you that in less than 5 years, they'll be a totally different company again. You want to know why?
Because they keep reinventing themselves.
Yeah. And they keep adding, as they reinvent themselves, other key factors in the supply chain that change the game. Let me give you an example. Now they've got 100 warehouses. So it used to be, oh, who wants Amazon? It'll take you like 5 days to get your product. Well, then they came out with their Prime, and it was 2-day free. Yep. Then it became 1-day free. Then they started shipping on, you know, delivering on Sundays. Now, I'm not in support of that. I'm just telling you what happened, right?
No. Yeah.
Okay. And then now they're getting 100 warehouses across the country. Pretty soon, I don't know if you know this, but you can in certain cities, you can get products within hours. You can pay a little upcharge, and it'll just drop it off to you in like 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And I personally had some people that work for companies that I work for literally go to an Amazon meeting in Seattle, their headquarters, and literally test that as part of their team training. So they're like, order whatever you want on Amazon. It'll be here in an hour. Now, their team ordered, I can't remember what they ordered, some flowers or some candy or something like that. One team ordered beer, and it was there, buddy.
Wow.
Okay? They say half of American households will be Prime members by 2020. Now, they're working on their video streaming, their music streaming offerings. They're working on this whole, what they call an ecosystem, Kurt, of just-in-time delivery for products via their warehouses. It is tremendous. And now they're reinventing themselves again. What are they doing? Well, they don't really like going to USPS and UPS and FedEx and all that kind of stuff for shipping. So they're going to bust out and do their own
Amazon
shipping,
bro. Trucks.
That's right. You got it. Exactly right. And a lot of people laughed at them when they said that. It's like, how are you going to build a shipping company? Well, now they've just got their China approval.
Wow.
Ensuring that it's real. It's crazy. Now listen carefully to this. Ready?
Yeah.
4% of all retail purchases in the United States, excluding cars, gas, and food, were made through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody in retailing safe is the next question people are asking. I mean, it is just beyond imagination.
You know, the thing, this is what we heard a little while back about Walmart, right? Didn't we hear that, you know, I mean, hey, there would be no store left if Walmart, you know, I mean, continued on its dominance, if you will. You know, and it basically was a disruptive technology, you could call it, at the time. Walmart basically coming to almost every place, every neighborhood, and offering, quote, everything, right? And yet now, what do you see?
Well, you got disruptive technology, Kurt, going
that's
on.
That's right. Good
okay,
point.
So Walmart, you know, build a better mousetrap. They had everything. It was low cost. It was at every local place, you know.
Yeah.
Now Amazon's going to beat them at their game. In fact, Walmart's trying to play catch-up to Amazon.
Yes,
Walmart has an idea that you can buy online and then go buy it, get it in the store. A lot of these retailers are now having this idea that, Kurt, you can order online now, and what will happen is when you come to the store, we'll already have picked it all out for you. All you got to do is pull
up
and we'll load it up for you. The world is changing big time. And I submit to you this competition is good, Kurt.
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
That's exactly right.
And now that they'll have their own shipping company, now that they can deliver in hours, I don't know if they'll get the drone delivery plan happening anytime soon. That seems to be embattled. But if they get that done, I'm telling you right now, they'll be able to deliver groceries and anything you want same day very soon.
Mm-hmm.
7 days a week. We'll talk more. Yeah. This is fascinating. And we'll do it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. An online race, it's Amazon and also Rands. Kind of a weird, I don't know what also Rands even means. I guess it's just retailers, but.
Just means the guys that got beat, and they're going to be passe, you know, like Walmart.
They're do you believe all that, Kurt?
No, but I'm just saying it's a New York Times piece, and they can say whatever they want. I mean, you know, they typically.
Here's my response media, to all this. You know? My response is this. You know, they told you that newspapers were going to be dead.
Yep.
But I guess you got to really debate what a newspaper is, Kurt.
That's right.
If I deliver an online digital newspaper, is it not a newspaper anymore?
Good point.
It may not be a newspaper.
Well, we know how emails can change. They can be an email, but then if you print them, they're not an email anymore. We know
that. No, Kurt, that's just government that thinks that. The rest of us don't. Come on. It may not be a news quote paper because it's not paper, right? But then what is radio, Kurt? I mean, if we're on the internet, is it radio?
That's exactly.
You're listening to us. It's audio.
What about a podcast? You know,
yeah, or a podcast.
If you're listening on your phone, you know, and you just dialed a number.
It's not traditional radio because radio is like through the airwaves, right?
Good point.
But these terms are redefining themselves. What about your personal computer? It's a big old ripping heavy boat anchor desktop. That's not very personal.
Yep.
Of course, in the day it was. Now your personal computer isn't even it's your laptop, right? Or your notebook.
Yes.
Or your phone. In fact, your phone should be called a personal computer. How many people even talk on the phone anymore? Hardly.
Good point.
So all these terms are changing, but I submit to you, it isn't really that different.
Yep.
I submit to you that Amazon is going to continue to grow. This disruptive technology is going to change the face of retail without question. But I don't believe that your average retailer is completely dead.
Mm-hmm. Especially the ones that give you service.
Kurt.
I mean, you go there and you actually, you know, you talk to somebody maybe that you know. They show you how to do something, you know, that you needed help with. I mean, you know, imagine that. I know that's kind of old-fashioned stuff.
I think
you don't
true.
Have to talk to a computer. You get to talk to a human, and they say, look, this is how you do this.
Yeah, let me give you an example to make your point, Kurt. First off, I like popcorn, okay?
Yes.
And when I'm working on a house project, I've got mainly three places that I can really go. I can go to Lowe's.
Yep.
I can go to Home Depot. I can go to Ace Hardware.
Uh-huh.
Now, Ace Hardware, Kurt, has popcorn.
Yes, they do.
Okay, and when I go in there, it smells good.
And it's free popcorn.
Well, kind of.
Well, I mean, you know, you
don't have to pay
when
you
get it. A little bit
right.
more.
Good but money. When I go in there, though, it smells good.
Yeah.
They actually have people with knowledge. And I know that's crazy, but it's true.
I know. And you can find them. You know, it's not like, wonder where they went. You know, I mean, you can really find those people.
And they have knowledge and stuff. And so I can go there and get popcorn and a knowledgeable person to help me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of know what I want, but I'm open to suggestion about what's best and why and what choices to make on certain things and whatever. And maybe even a little bit of guidance. Here's what I'm doing, sir. And then he says, yeah, you know what, buy this, this, and this, and here's what you do. And I get a little bit of guidance, and I buy it, and I'm all happy, and it's all good. Or I can go to Lowe's and, number one, not find anybody. Number two, when I find them, the guy's like, nah, I don't know. It's over there in aisle 47. Then you get over on aisle 47, it's like, man.
Where is
it? It's not here for me. Yeah. And you ask somebody else, they're like, oh, man, it's on aisle two. What are you talking about? Run over there to aisle two, and it's like, oh, man, no, the first guy was right. It's on 44, just not 47. He was close.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a stuff. And then I finally get someone, and they're like, well, I don't know. You know, you just buy that stuff, and if you know how to use it, you can use it. Kind of an idea. And so I go to Ace Hardware. They call it, Ace is the place with the hardware helpful folks.
Yeah, helpful hardware.
Helpful
man.
Hardware folks. Anyway, all I'm telling you is you give Sam Bushman popcorn and somebody knows what they're talking about, buddy, I'm there.
That's right.
And
it's almost
all about
like the days of older Radio Shack. I mean, they didn't have the popcorn, but they had somebody they knew.
Yeah, you know, absolutely no electronics. Yeah. And so I really believe that what you're going to see is you're going to see the big retailer with nobody present in their big old ripping warehouse people go away. And you're going to use Amazon for all that. If I can't get any help, I might as well just like order it from Amazon.
Yep.
But if I want something unique, something personal, something where I want to talk to somebody, something that I want to touch, feel, hold, experience, try on, whatever the case may be, there's going to be always a niche for that customer service-centric retailer. There just is.
Yep.
And you can call it vertical markets. You can call it whatever you choose. But I'm telling you, there will always be a niche for that. And I submit to you that as we move towards more and more and more niche type retailing, that we ought to spend time with GibbyLibertyFund.com and building Patriot partner businesses that can, you know what, team up with consumers and make sure that we share the money with Patriot people.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, made in America products or people who believe in America or people who will use the money to promote Patriot causes, etc. All right. Anyway, just thought that was fascinating.
Good point.
And I think there's a real value to your point, Kurt, about that, you know what, that customer service piece matters.
Yep.
It does. It matters. And especially when you get a like-minded American with customer service. Now you're talking.
Wow. Yeah, or somebody you can actually understand. You know, I mean, some of these big companies have found out that, hey, man, we could save money if we send people to the, I don't know, some faraway land to talk to them. But man, when I go there, I want to get back to America, you know, where I can understand somebody that I'm talking to. I mean, I speak another language, but I don't really want to do that when I'm trying to figure out my computer or my phone bill or something like that.
Yeah, if they don't speak hick, Kurt's out, you know.
That's right.
All right. No, I'm just saying that the nomenclatures and the nuances and the culture and all that has a lot to do with, you know, the communication and the comfort level as well. So I know they're going to tell everybody that we're racist because we said that, but it isn't about that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. I guess security is increased now, Kurt. They say with bag search, it's called luggage ban, USA Today. This is a story that relates to back in January, but I wanted to bring it up. You know, the Consumer Electronics Show is always right at the start of January, Kurt.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Weiss, or whatever her name is, with USA Today talks about this. And they say people attending this year's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, that's the world's largest trade show, will have their bags searched upon entering. Prior, you could bring in whatever you wanted to, and your bags weren't searched. But now, due to recent, quote, global tragedies, they got to do it. Now, if you have a bag or a backpack with lots of pockets, Kurt, that's not helpful either. Pockets, right. Slow search times. You're not allowed to bring your suitcases either, buddy, so none of this drop off your luggage somewhere and run the floor. They're not allowing that to happen either. No suitcases.
Wow.
So, now, I remember, this was like 2001, Kurt, when they started locking down the airports and everything else. I told you that it would come to a mall or a theater or a trade show or something near you, that this was not going to end. And I'm telling you, you're seeing more of it now. Same thing's true when you go to like a sporting event now, buddy. They make you empty out all your pockets, put you through a metal detector and everything. You're going to see more and more and more of this ratcheting down of your liberties. Yeah, all in the name of keeping you free and safe. Except I never feel safe when the government's around, buddy.
Yeah.
Good That's point. Just me.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I just find that kind of interesting. And we normally don't go to the Consumer Electronics Show. We usually go to the Broadcaster's Show.
Yes.
Getting to where I don't want to go to those, Kurt.
I understand.
I mean, it's kind of like I go to them. And what I try to do now is I try to go to them like every other year, every third year. Because there is a need to keep up.
Yeah.
There is a need to kind of keep a handle on it. But I'm kind of doing it like as little as I possibly can. Because it's too crowded, it's too expensive. Again, they want to ratchet you down and search you. I just feel like a criminal when I'm running around those things. Anyway, I just found that, I don't know, kind of sad, kind of interesting all at the same time. And a little bit of I told you so, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I guess the headline, Donald Trump again, Kurt.
Well, he is in the news, and it's a, you know, big shocker, but... you know, the this guy, Charles Hurt, I don't know if this will hurt, but this is his analysis and his opinion. He says Donald Trump built a juggernaut and had the media pay for it. You know, remember how he says he's going to build a fence and have Mexico pay for it?
Yes,
so it's kind of a twist on that. It's rather interesting commentary. If
Who wrote it?
Mr. Charles Hurt. Yeah, Charles Hurt is a big shot. Yeah, you got to listen to what he says.
We'll do it in seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The headline from this commentator with an opinion piece said Donald Trump built a juggernaut and had the media pay for it. I would submit the media was all too willing to pay for it, Kurt.
Well, and it goes to your point about how the, he who owns the media makes the rules. And, he goes on to say, talking about Trump's second place finish in Iowa and all that kind of stuff. And he says, if we had a big talk in New Yorker, and he references Rudy Giuliani, if he had done the same thing Trump did in Iowa, where typically, somebody that's not evangelical, if you will, is not going to win. What Giuliani did was get like 4% in Iowa. But he said, he's basically saying the media hatred for Mr. Trump is so unrestrained that even a stellar accomplishment like he had in Iowa was dismissed as a shattering loss.
See, I don't agree
and
with
Senator,
that.
I know, I'm just reading you what he says. Senator Marco Rubio's third place loss behind Mr. Trump was spun endlessly as some kind of huge victory. You know, he's got some of that right, in my opinion. It propelled the Florida Republican, Marco Rubio, until he did the robotic performance, I guess he says. But he goes on to say that Mr. Trump, basically in New Hampshire, that he won in every demographic group on every single issue. Among women, middle-aged voters, the elderly, the educated, all people the experts warned would flee from Donald Trump.
Even the stupid Trump, went for him, Kurt.
That's right. Mr. Trump managed to win, and he won on every major issue, including the economy, foreign policy, and immigration. So those are three that he's talking about. Perhaps, he says, the sweetest thing out of New Hampshire is how the media will be forced to spin the results. They will, of course, try to minimize Mr. Trump's thumping. Then they will be forced to breathe wind into Ohio Governor John Kasich's disappointing but surprising second place finish. You're seeing that already. The Kasich campaign is hopeless going forward, he says, and so the battle rages on for the so-called establishment lane with Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and even Ted Cruz piled up behind John Kasich's hopeless campaign. And he finishes and says, live by the spin, die by the spin.
Amen to that, and Fox did just that when they released the results early.
Yeah, good point.
Anyway, a very good commentary, but I don't really believe that Donald built a juggernaut and had the media pay for it. The media was all too willing to pay for it. They don't hate Trump at all. They pretend to hate Trump. But I'm telling you, do you think the media will let me build a juggernaut at their expense?
Well, if by some weird chance you would say the things that they like and only the things that they like and get them more viewers and more listeners, then they'd probably go for you, Sam.
Not.
But, yeah, the problem is you wouldn't, And
yeah, I wouldn't say what they like is the problem. See, I think that Donald says a lot more what they like than they admit. Yeah. By the way, gas prices up in Canada. We got some Canadian listeners, Kurt, so we got to kind of help people understand this kind of unique twist in gas prices, huh?
Yeah. I mean, when you see the headline, you see gas prices plunged to 62.9 cents and 56.9. Then they're talking about Calgary and Edmonton. But then when you read the story, you see they're talking about per liter, Sam. So, you know, as far as I know, there's 3.8 liters in a gallon, even at the 56.9
cents. So just times by four to make it simple, right?
Yeah, you got $2.16. So, you know, the Canadians are kind of suffering, I think, compared to the 99-cent gas.
Yeah, I say it's $2 a gallon. Reporting. Kurt, yeah. It's because it's 216 would be more than 3.8 liters. It would be.
Well, I did the math. 3.8 times 0.569 gives 216.22. Yeah. You know.
So you know, it's still. What is it for us right now, though, Kurt? If you go by gas, what
well. You know, at least I saw some yesterday at $1.60 in our neighborhood. You know, and that wasn't even at, you know, like Costco or whatever. but you're seeing some reports that, you know, that say we're real close to a buck in some places. Now, California's way behind, they say, because, you know, they don't point it out. They don't say it's because they're high taxes, but that's what I'd say it is.
It's part of it for sure.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, so they do gas by the liter, and it's certainly way more expensive in Canada than it is in the U.S. But that's pretty typical, I think, if you ask a lot of our Canadian friends, Kurt, that things are usually more expensive in Canada.
And why is that, Sam?
I personally believe it's their whole government structure. That's part of it. The other part of it is that they're a smaller country, and you got to bring things way north. Kurt, it's cold there. You know, now you would say, well, Sam, don't you know that there's a, you know, gas oil pipeline trying to come from Canada to you? We have plenty of it. Yeah, but again, it's all based on where you export and import to and where your general channels are for sales or retail or whatever you want to say. I'll give you an example. We lived right by a power plant in Delta, Utah, for instance. Well, that power plant fed California all the power. We didn't even get our power from the power plant we were right next to.
Good point.
And, you know, so our power plant prices had nothing to do with what we really got power for. That's kind of an example of what I'm speaking of. And so I think it has to do a lot with the supply chain channels. It has a lot to do with, you know, it's really cold way up north in Canada. It's a smaller country. You know, it takes a lot of effort to get products and services to them. Now, I don't know everything that I'm talking about. I'm just what I see. Now, the Canadian listeners probably forgot more about it than I even know, Kurt. But that would be my kind of assessment, is that it all has to do with distribution chains and logistics and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what do you expect in the, you know, the upcoming South Carolina deal with, you know, a bunch more evangelicals down
Donald
there and stuff?
Should just be the president of Canada too, Kurt?
Well, you know, the North American Union, you know, I mean. Yeah. But, you know, do you think Cruz and, you know, the Christians are going to come back and win that one?
I don't know. You know, Donald has a
Jeb
commanding
Bush
lead
might
still.
Say he's a Christian.
I think Cruz might do okay with the evangelicals, though, in the South.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a neck-and-neck Trump-Cruz battle, probably. I think that Kasich is on the ropes. I think they won't let Bush go out so easy. He's got so much money he can stay in forever. I think that Ben Carson's on the ropes. I think Chris Christie's on the ropes. I think what you'll see is you'll see primarily Cruz, Rubio. They won't let him, you know, go too far off the path.
Yeah.
You know, they'll let go of Chris Christie because he's just so far behind. He doesn't stand a chance. He'll go home and reevaluate. Ben Carson, he may not go home. He may be in it for the long haul, but I don't see him really gaining a lot of traction. I see it being a Rubio, Cruz, Bush, Trump. Those are the four that'll kind of be left, and how that'll pan out, a lot depends on the evangelicals, and a lot of it depends on Texas oil money, buddy. In other words, how much can you bring to bear with your cash? And that'll, you know, it's going to require Trump to start spending a lot heavier than he's done. He'll have to pay for his own juggernaut this time. So time will tell, but I'm convinced those are the four that'll come down to. Nobody else is even on the map, are they? Really?
You know, it's amazing how I would have said, you know, a week or two ago that Kasich was just off the map, you know, and for him to show up a second, I was just kind of shocked myself.
Yeah, but they say he has no future for his campaign still. So,
yeah.
I don't know what that all means, but, you know, I find that interesting. You know, where it goes, it's hard to tell. But I know this. If you want to keep a finger on the pulse of it, Liberty Roundtable is your place to go. By the way, an emailer listener emailed in, TZ. He says, Amazon also has a store credit card, Kurt, that will either let you buy things on time at zero interest, bad, he says, or give you 5% off. Your purchase is a, quote, statement credit. I assume that means credit in the store, but not necessarily cash back or anything. And he says 5% is a pretty good discount. I would agree.
You bet. Yeah.
I also know that it's pretty easy to give people online gift certificates to Amazon. And everybody likes them, Kurt, because you can get anything with Amazon. For one of the companies that I work for, we oftentimes give people gift cards for things. You know, if you do some of your continuing education stuff, you get bonuses and things like that, little gift cards. The Amazon ones are probably the most popular ones you can get. Everybody loves them. They're just like, man, I can buy anything with Amazon. I'm in. I want that one.
Wow.
You know?
It's impressive.
Amazons or restaurants. People like restaurant cards, too.
Yep, yep.
You know?
The restaurant cards that I don't like is the ones that you buy, and then you go there and you try to use them, and they say there's nothing on them. Now, that is a good deal for the restaurant.
Have you done that before?
Yeah.
How would you get a gift card with nothing on them?
Well, I'm just saying I've had ones, for example, people give me ones for like Krispy Kreme, go in there and it's like there's nothing on them. It's like that is a killer bargain for the restaurant.
Well, either that or the people used the card and then gave you the empty card, Kurt. They're playing games with you.
Yeah, well, you know, your children typically do that. You know, I mean, that's just the way they
are. Yeah, Dad, here's a gift card.
For Christmas.
You know, then what you do is you got to bring in the receipt and prove it and stuff. That makes it difficult.
Yeah, and that's worth it for $8. I mean, you know.
All right, there you go. But a lot of the gift cards work out pretty well for folks.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I've enjoyed some of them.
My son used to make fun of gift cards until he got a bunch of them. Now he believes in them.
Yeah.
All right, there you have it. Out of time. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. A little bit of a slower show today for a reason. We're trying to catch up on a lot of news stories that we've got that we believe, you know, important stuff. So there you have it. All right, time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you. We the people can and will restore America, but we need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to get involved today. This nation shall endure.